Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning, this is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your Talk Radio. It's Thursday, December 31st, 2020, New Year's Eve, last day of 2020, and it's Trish Clark because it's Thursday, and I'm joined this morning by Sue McClain.
Good morning, Trish. Happy early New Year.
Happy early New Year, and I, you know, I'm looking forward to moving into the next year, but I'm not all too sure all that much is going to change real quickly.
No, but we can at least think positive.
Absolutely.
Positive. We've got to think positive. Things are going to turn around.
Well, I am thinking positive, and I know I kept saying Christmas miracle. Well, it's a little late, but, you know, how many days of Christmas? I'm not convinced this is over. I'm just not. I still am not willing to admit in my mind that this country has gone far enough down the drain that we're willing to accept an illegal election. So having said that, it's cold out there.
It's so cold.
And we're only looking at a high today of 57, mostly sunny, partly cloudy, a low of 38 this evening. On New Year's Day, mostly sunny, a high of 56. Friday night, a low of 39, and a chance of showers. On Saturday, a chance of showers, 52. Saturday night, a low of 43. Sunday, showers likely, a high of 54 and a low of 44. And on Monday, a high of 44 and showers mainly before 4 p.m., mostly cloudy and a high near 54. You know what? We're just going to get some rain, and we need that. We need that. I understand from listening to the new Sue McClain News Hour, we've got a lot of snow around us as well.
We do. If you are traveling 36, 32, 89, you can expect
44.
This is 44 ride at Shingletown. You will need chains, and they are required unless you have, you know, the four-wheel drive. And however, if you are traveling on Interstate 5, starting at Weed, soupy fog. So if you're in that area, we already had a jackknife big rig at Mount Shasta this morning blocking the southbound lanes. Not sure how long that's going to last, but it only happened around 5 o'clock, and usually it takes a few hours to move a truck such as that. So once again, this is going to really affect travel, and if you are planning on going anywhere this New Year's Eve,
you're probably not thinking straight anyway.
You need to slow down. Yeah, because, you know, it's recommended. Stay home.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't have a problem because nice and warm, cozy there.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of been a ritual for me for many years. It has nothing to do with COVID or anything else. It's just you got to really get someplace you want to be. Or if you're going someplace, go and stay. You just don't want to be out on the roads. Even taxi or what have you, coming and going on the roads at New Year's Eve is just not a smart thing. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They have veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
I don't know about you. When I think of this year in review, 2020, you know, the things that really stand out to me, beginning, you know, not just with COVID, but with, you know, the masks and the mask shaming and the hand gel. You know, I don't think I'll ever get, I think I've had more hand gel in my body than I've had shampoo on my head ever.
I have to tell you that I have totally and completely given up on the hand gel. My hands were to the point where they were cracking and
they
bleeding.
Do. Mine do too. Look at that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
you can't see it because we're on the radio, but
yeah,
that's
I can see
happened.
It. Oh yeah, exactly. So I really have gone to using some sterile water, some things that kills germs different way.
Right.
I just my hands were to the point where they were painful. I couldn't even use the computer because of the alcohol just drying it
right.
out.
I use lotion a ton, but, you know, so many people have been affected. But still, we can, you know, shop at the big box stores, you know, as long as you have your mask on. Seeing the small businesses suffer just is crushing my soul. And, you know, we can just hope that this will turn around, you know, hopefully soon. We will see, you know, the small businesses begin to thrive again. Shops, shop local folks, shop small businesses. That's what I'm going to say. That's let's kick off the new year shopping local.
Absolutely. And shop America. But buy only things that are made in America.
That's one thing when I go to the store, I look.
I have to really, really, really want it now to buy anything that is not made in America. I mean, I think it's important. If, you know, this show this morning, I want to warn everybody up front. We don't have any guests in for the next 2 hours. We're going to be talking about my focus. I just feel like we've had 4 years of an administration that has accomplished a great deal. We haven't heard that from the media. We haven't heard it from the other side. It's not in the newspapers. Nothing is acknowledged or any of the accomplishments that this administration, Donald Trump, has accomplished in the 4 years he's been president. And there are many, and they're very, very important. If you have something you'd like to talk about in that vein or anything else, you can give us a call at 605-4567. But I'm going to kind of remind you, if you will, of some of the things that, in fact, this presidency and this administration has brought to us. But I want to start with something that James Carville says Trump is the greatest threat to America since the fall of communism. It's easy to laugh away such a declaration, but I think there's an invaluable truth expressed. Trump is as important in stature in the United States' most formidable military and political opponent of the 20th century. Trumpism is an ideological force, has the mass and acceleration of a Soviet empire that threatened to conquer the world. Nobody speaks about the Bush Doctrine in such terms. Nobody confuses the Obama Doctrine or the Carter Doctrine as projecting that kind of power. Yet here we are, this was 3 years after the election, somehow the belittled and mocked hotel owner from Queens has stumbled into creating a movement that matches in strength and potency what took Marx, Lenin, and Stalin over a century to perfect. Consider the fear that Carville and his ilk must harbor about what is to come. You have to realize that they had a plan. They had it pretty well working, that we were going to go along, we were going to put one of our own into the presidency, Mr. Obama. We were going to move along. We were going to become one world order. Anybody that doesn't see that, didn't recognize it, doesn't know that's what was happening, was not paying attention. Under control of the United Nations, World Health Order, you know, we're not important. We're no longer a great nation. Everybody equal. They did it in Europe. You saw London, England pull out, try to get out through Brexit because they saw what was coming. The media are just absolutely blind to it. They don't see it. But everything that has been talked about for the last 4 years, if you stop and think about it, is about Donald Trump. He stood on the dais during his inauguration and practically said, "See all these Republicans and Democrats and their great plans for our country? I'm going to destroy them and burn down most of what they've built since World War II." No wonder both sides joined hands with the deep state, attempted to do by coup and what Hillary could not. Winning the America presidency is one thing, but shining a bright light on what the American government has become is something else entirely. Consider how many powerful ideas Donald Trump has cast into the national consciousness. He has exposed both major parties as social globalist cults, more concerned with government health care and foreign nation building than a policy for American freedom. He has exposed how free trade can never be free when based on slave labor. He has exposed how the silent destruction of towns across the Midwest came not from China's comparative advantage, but from American companies' use of slavery by proxy. He has redirected investment away from Wall Street and toward Main Street for the first time in over 30 years, and has unleashed three decades worth of pent-up entrepreneurial energy in the very towns long deemed dead. He has questioned how the federal government can have any legitimacy if it fails at enforcing its very own immigration laws. You go on and on about the things that Donald Trump talked about when he was running for office. The imbalance in trade, immigration, control, the jobs that have been drained out of America and gone to foreign countries and to China, bringing those back. Without worry or apology, Donald Trump stands before the world with a giant mirror, and the mirror, and the world doesn't like what it sees. At a time when Western governments have found common cause with murderous dictators in demanding limits to free speech and free minds, Donald Trump came along and goes to Poland and exorcises European socialism as the newest liberation of human bondage. He celebrates the very Western civilization that the West now works to bury. More than anyone on the world stage, he argues for individual freedom as the indispensable ingredient for civilization itself and free nations as the essential bulwark against international governance and tyranny. In speech after speech across the globe, he stands alone and pushes back against the weight of history's currents. He has been absolutely focused on where he was going, and interestingly enough, we'll go in the next segment and look at some of the things he actually did without any help that nobody knows that we even accomplished.
And nobody knows because the mainstream media refused
to acknowledge it. To acknowledge. Exactly. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our New Year's special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $899, plus special financing, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, that I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Vans Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Born before the wind. Nice.
That is my favorite song. Into the Mystic, Van Morrison. Nice.
Welcome back, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Give us a call at 605-4567 if you'd like to get in on the conversation. This is Trish Clark this morning. It's, as you know, New Year's Eve. I'm joined in the studio by with C. McLean. We're just going to kind of hang out, and my focus this morning is going to be kind of giving some air to the Trump administration, the reality of the Trump administration that you haven't heard from the mainstream media all the time he's been in. But the world has noticed. It was Donald Trump to whom Nigerian Christians turned for survival from Islamic terror. It's Donald Trump who has strengthened Israel by keeping promises his predecessors lacked the fortitude to see through. Every president since Bush, one, has promised to return the capital of Israel to Jerusalem. None of them did it. That was just the kind of something you say. Nobody keeps campaign promises. You just talk, and then you get into office, and you do what you want. Not Donald Trump. He has worked on and tried to complete everything he talked about during the time he was running for office, including moving the head of Israel, or the capital of Israel, to Jerusalem. He is our American president, but he belongs to the world because he is actively working to destroy entrenched ideas and institutions. His opposition is clear-eyed and equally aggressive. Rather than the traditional political tug-of-war that pits adverse interests against each other without significant movement toward any election, President Trump, as a world historical driver of change, is engaged in pitched battle with winner-takes-all stakes. Look at the things that he has gone in and done, Sue, where people said could never happen. Look at the peace agreements in the Middle East. They said nothing could be accomplished there. You had to make peace with Pakistan. You had to satisfy Pakistan. Donald Trump said, yeah, I don't think so. We'll just get Pakistan out of the way. We'll go along. And how many's got four countries now that have signed up, that are working together? And Pakistan's making noises like they'd like to be a part of it. Now, with the latest election results, they've backed off and hopeful. A lot of people are hopeful it'll all fall apart. We know how to do it now, though, so then they can come back and take credit for doing it, they think. But Donald Trump is the only one that can do it. Whether he ultimately succeeds in shifting various equilibriums is irrelevant to his role in history. In victory or defeat, he represents a firm marker against which past and future events will be viewed. With his fiercest adversaries are only now realizing what his fiercest adversaries are only now realizing is that Trump has shifted the trajectory of the history permanently. He is not operating on their terms, and they are all actors in the Trump era. If you look about it, what have we talked about for 4 years? Donald Trump. Most of it negative, most of it Russia, 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 impeachment.
Right.
He's a racist, deplorables. All of us that support him are crazy.
And that is incredible that people think that or even say that.
75 you know, million people they, are crazy?
And patriots. Oh, you're crazy for that. And I'm thinking, excuse me? You know, and now that I hear there's going to be a huge drive from Jefferson to Washington, D.C., they're leaving Willows at 10 o'clock on January 2nd for a three-day drive to D.C., and stay in the Fredericksburg KOA campground so you can reserve your site, as Trump promises a wild protest in D.C. on January 6th, the day Congress is set to count those electoral votes.
There will be millions. Of people.
Oh,
millions.
Absolutely. But this is just local, so I kind of want to give
absolutely.
People
this
a heads up.
Absolutely. They've got a caravan of motorhomes. RVs that are going, groups in each rig so that they can do nonstop driving. I kind of hate that I gave up my motorhome. I sold my motorhome. We could have jumped in and driven to Washington, D.C., Sue.
We could have. So, yeah, that's happening. And now that, you know, Joe Biden already talking about, you know, what he plans to do. He picked John Kerry as the new climate manager.
Have
you heard that?
It makes you go blind when I can't look at the list of the people.
John Kerry.
Oh.
It's unbelievable. He has 6 houses, 12 cars, 2 yachts, and a private jet. Yet he's going to be the one telling me that you can't drive your car.
Yeah.
I mean, we want to stop that pollution. You know, you need to take the bus or walk or ride
your
bike.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, okay, so let's look at some of the things that one of the things we always talk about, the black population always supports the Democrats because they're the ones that are promising them relief. Well, President Trump is the first president that's addressed anything that has to do with the black population. One of the major things was when he passed the First Step Act, a criminal justice bill, which enacted reforms that made our justice system fairer and helped former inmates successfully return to society. That had the biggest impact on the black population. Over 90% of those benefiting from the retroactivity sentencing reductions of the First Act Step are black Americans. It expanded judicial discretion in sentencing nonviolent crimes. Trump increased funding for historically black colleges and universities, HBCUs, by more than 14%. He signed legislation for giving priority for the direct for black universities for funding all the way through. He also received the Bipartisan Justice Award at a historically black college for his criminal justice reform accomplishments. Such an impact on the black population. Talk about, and I'm just going to kind of randomly go at some things here. They talk about he's not an environmental president. He doesn't care about the environment. The Republicans, we just want to sink the earth. Well, President Trump signed a bill that created 5 national monuments, expanded several national parks, and adds 1.3 million acres of wilderness and permanently reauthorizes the Land and Water Conservation Fund. That's pretty environmental, I think. He also created USDA's more than $124 million to help rebuild rural water infrastructure. That's huge. The infrastructure in rural communities is just big. Human trafficking. You know, we talk a lot about that, Sue. Human trafficking. No other president has ever done anything or said anything to address the human trafficking.
Right.
Our First Lady and the president have worked overtime to bring some real changes. The Trump's anti-trafficking coordination team initiative, federal law enforcement more than doubled the convictions of human traffickers and increased the number of defendants charged by 75% in the first 3 years of his administration. In 2018, the Department of Justice dismantled an organization that was the Internet's leading source of prostitution-related advertisements resulting in sex trafficking. Did you read about that in the paper?
Nope.
The Office of Management and Budget published new anti-traffic guidance for government procurement offices to more effectively combat human trafficking. There's a list of about 20 things here that his administration and the First Lady have done over the 4 years he's been in office to impact, control, and reduce human trafficking in the United States. When did we read about that?
Well, I had mentioned it a few times about that because Melania was very involved in, you know, talking about that topic and making changes and seeing, you know, the change in the way these people are arrested and these women are treated and to reduce, you know, human trafficking. But the fact that it's the mainstream media, we can talk about it all day long, mm-hmm. local. But when the mainstream media ignores all of this, we won't hear it because they hate him.
Exactly.
Just because you hate him doesn't mean you shouldn't look at the bigger picture. We're talking about America. Just because you hate one man doesn't mean you should be against the things that he is trying to change and improve and support. And that is the problem that we have had, you know, over his the last 4 years, is that he's hated so badly that we're not seeing the good things done.
That's exactly right.
We could have
right.
seen so much more done.
If he'd have had any cooperation, if you look at the first two years, the first 2 years that he was in office, and he really jumped in and tried to start doing things, specifically with Obamacare. And we could have really had a good medical system. We had a great medical system. It had some flaws. There were some issues about insurance, pre-existing conditions that needed to be addressed. Our whole healthcare system did not need to be overdrawn as it was with Obamacare. We're going to take a break on that before we continue and talk to some people who pay the bills. Thanks.
Resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Redding Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy holidays. RedingKia.com.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
as usual, Jared did a good job in there putting up some tunes to get us going here. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Give us a call at 605-4567 or jump into the chat room, and Jared will pass on any pertinent information. Please give us a call if you've got something you'd like to talk about this last day of 2020. This is Trish Clark this morning because it's Thursday.
And Sue McClain.
And she's joining me because I didn't have any guests, so we're just going to kind of hang out. I really want to talk this morning and have been talking about President Trump's accomplishments, his administration's accomplishments. You know, when you talk about he had control for 2 years, and we started this a little bit, of the House and the Senate and the presidency. If the Republican Party had paid one little bit of attention to the fact of what he was trying to accomplish, so many things could have been accomplished. But they were so intent on keeping this deep state drama going, protecting their own behinds, that the never Trumpers and the deep staters were not willing to cooperate with him. Obamacare, we could have had a really good health care system. I'll say that again. We had a good health care system in the United States. I have friends in Canada. I have friends in Europe who will tell you that Medicare for all crap and you know, that socialized medicine, it's not all it's cracked up to be. So it's free, but you stand in line and you wait. And you get what they think you want. You don't get what you want. You get what they think you want. And that's not a good system. But Obama, we had some issues. We had pre-existing conditions. We had the insurance issues of no competition. We could have solved those things and come up with a good health care system. Obamacare came in, and that's a single-payer system. That's where they were going. They gave it to us little pieces at a time because we're too stupid to accept it all at once. And so they're going to work us into us, and then they're going to show us how, well, the only way this can really work with all this money is to everything be free and socialized medicine.
And, you know, that's the thing. It's not free. If you are a working family and you are employed and you have been paying and you still want to keep your health insurance, you pay. That's you pay more.
If you can keep your insurance.
If you lose your insurance and you have a gap, you are then fined for not having insurance. I want to know when the insurance companies became part of the United States government.
When Obamacare became effective.
But they're not. It doesn't say anywhere that insurance companies are part of the United States government. It's nowhere. It's not listed anywhere.
But that was the power that was given to them when they take away the competition.
Yep.
Of fighting the good old capitalism. If there's competition, you have to compete for the dollars. One insurance company has to compete against another across state lines. Now you got competition, and the rates come down, and everybody gets covered. You can't do that if you're going to just give them an area and they're the only game in town like we've got up here.
Exactly. And if you don't have insurance, say someone loses their job and they no longer have insurance. If you don't have insurance and you don't sign up for that Obamacare, you get fined $3,000 for not having insurance.
I thought that President Trump got rid of that portion.
They did, and then it was reinstated. For the state of California.
Oh, yeah, okay, in the state of California.
I'm not sure what the fine is. I haven't been fined. So.
Well, I guess my point is, though, that after the 2 years, and what did the Republicans do to help Donald Trump? Very little. I will say McConnell has been absolutely diligent about the appointment of judges. That's the one thing that hasn't been acknowledged because they hate it. But the appointments of the judges, there were so many. Obama had left so many vacancies when he left office. I forget how many, 100 and almost 200 vacancies of judicial appointments across the United States, which Trump promptly filled, along with our three Supreme Court justices, all of which I think are going to be good. I wish there was a way that we could recall Roberts. And I'm not sure that there isn't. They've got some stuff going on him now that I don't. With the Biden administration, nothing's going to happen because they're just going to sweep it all under the rug.
Right.
But we can still hope. I'm not there yet. I'm not convinced that's true. But I do believe that. So we've got those things. The judges that were appointed across the United States. It's very important. Almost 400 judgeships that were filled. We've even got the Ninth District Court of Appeals to where it's almost human. We're actually getting some
right.
some decisions out of the Ninth Circus Court Circuit. I always say Ninth Circus because it has been. It's a joke. It's the most overturned court in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Most of their decisions are overturned because they're so biased and they're so left wing. So they shock that court. If you want a decision based on what you want, you go to the Ninth Circus Court.
There you go.
So some of the other things that he's done, and let's just at randomly, the creation of the Space Force is our sixth military branch.
When I first heard that, come on, did you think at first when you heard the Space Force, I went, is this a movie? You know,
I didn't, but here's why.
I wasn't sure just because I went, you know, but other countries had created their own.
But here's the deal. I was absolutely blown away when Obama came into office and did away with the space program. Not a word. Nobody cared. I kept saying, isn't anybody going to object to the fact that we no longer have a space program? It went away without a murmur from the press. Anybody talking about it? I couldn't believe that. Does nobody remember walking on the moon and how important that was and how we competed and how demoralized we were when Russia was the first one to do something in space? That, I mean, we went on and on and on. And then Obama came in and said, yeah, no, we're not going to do that anymore. Boom. And okay, because Obama said it, everybody just accepted it. I was blown away. So this, to me, I think this is an important step. I think it's the future. I think we need to be a part of it. I know that the military, we're back in the fight with this whole next thing that's going to come in generations to come. We're not going to see any of it, but I think it was an incredible accomplishment.
Right. And, no, I totally get that because, you know, we've always had NASA. But it was they weren't doing anything. And then when he came up with Space Force, everybody went, wait a minute, we've already got the military. But they weren't thinking, you know, outer space, you know, military. So I thought at the beginning, I went, really? I guess it was because I was shocked that they actually started to invest money again back into, you know, in outer space programs.
Yeah. Yeah. I was amazed. Another accomplishment under Trump's leadership in 2018, the United States surpassed Russia and Saudi Arabia to become the world's largest producer of crude oil. For how many years did we have to go along to get along with all of the foreign countries because we needed their oil? He's put us in a position where we don't have to do that anymore. We're the largest producer of crude oil. Someplace in here it talks about natural gas, certainly the Kraken, all those things that we've done. We now are energy independent. The 25% lowest paid Americans enjoyed a 4.5% income boost in November 2019. Which outpaces the 2.9% gain in earnings for the country's highest paid workers. That the tax cuts that he put into effect, and everybody said, oh, they're just for the rich. Not true. That translated to more money to the middle income population than any tax cut in history. And not a big thing for high income people. It was a very fair, made a big difference on families, how much they kept home, their deductibles, all kinds of things. State of California didn't make out really well on it, and that's why a lot of people complain, because he took away some of the deductions that Californians have normally had.
Right. But when you're talking about state of California, you're also talking about our governor, Gavin Newsom. And if you've been, you know, tuned in to – how about his discussion yesterday with Fauci?
Oh,
come on, Trish. What did you think? Yeah. If you were listening, this was on Facebook.
Oh, my God. So, let's just pick a list of 1 to 5 of the 5 people that I hate to watch more than anything in the world. And so right up the top of that is going to be our good Governor Newsom and Fauci.
Okay, so we're going to hold on to that. We're going to wait. We're going to come back in just a moment and talk about that, because I have a feeling, Trish, that you have your opinion on that interview yesterday.
Oh, my God. It was incredible. You're right. So we're going to take a little bit of an early break, and we'll come back and talk about the good governor and Dr. Fauci.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and also heard KCNR1460.com online.
Dark despair, thinking one thought only, where is she, tell me where, and if she says to you, she don't love me, just give her my message, tell her of my plea.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
The elders of our community, a vast collection of truly extraordinary men and women that have led commendable lives after working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, they're left at risk and alone. There's a growing number of elders who are at risk and socially isolated with little or no support, often losing their health and independence and becoming vulnerable to many forms of fraud and abuse. But because of the dedication of Shining Care, their future is safe and secure. Shining Care gives compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders as well as their loved ones to maintain their safety and well-being. Through the various free programs of Shining Care, our community's elders are able to become safe and again thrive. For assistance or to support their mission, visit shiningcare.org.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to, that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Give us a call at 605-4567. Jump in here. I want to, while I'm thinking about it, I want to thank some people. I really appreciate the comments that I get on my Facebook and email about the time I spend on KCNR radio. I appreciate the fact that some of you appreciate what I'm saying. I also appreciate the fact that some of you don't. That's okay, too. And I really want to give a shout-out to Linda for the nice Christmas card that she sent me. That was really sweet. And I just want to tell people, I meet you on the street and you comment about it. I really appreciate it because it's such a privilege for me to be a part of this KCNR family. And I just play a little bitty role in it, but I enjoy it so much and enjoy Sue McClain this morning joining me.
Thank you for having me in.
So we're just kind of talking about, I want the world to recognize that I think Donald Trump has been one of the best presidents we've ever had. And I think that he is unique. He's different. But he has played such an important role in bringing to light the problems that we have here in the United States, which, back to what we were talking about before the break, is the news conference or whatever, the conversation that Dr. Fauci and Governor Newsom were having yesterday about COVID and how to one of the topics, like I said, two least favorite people. I happened across it on Facebook when I was looking at something. I mean, I didn't know which one of them I wanted to kill the most. But here they were talking about why they had been lying to us ever since this whole COVID thing came. And that was the basis of the conversation. Why they couldn't give the stupid American population the facts as they knew them or as they wanted to make them up. And, of course, they kept changing, they said. They kept
changing.
Since
the beginning of the pandemic.
Since the beginning of the pandemic.
They have changed.
But that was because they can only give us a little bit of information at a time because we're too stupid to understand. So now they're trying to figure out how they're going to keep from scaring us to death by telling us about this new strain. How they're going to break that to us. And then Fauci goes on to say, you know, it's really no big deal.
Exactly.
And then he actually says that. And then Newsom says, but how do we keep from scaring them so badly and still get them to do what we want them to do? I mean, I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, are you kidding me? Do you not understand there are actual people out here listening to you who are really offended by what you're saying about us and our stupidity and our inability to accept a simple statement and deal with it, and you need to couch it some way like you're feeding baby formula to an infant? What is that?
You know, when I started watching, I watched it very briefly, and that's the thing. You know, you're insulting the intellect of American citizens by the way they're speaking to each other about the COVID-19, and like we are too dumb to get all the information we need at one time. And since the beginning, you know, Fauci said, yeah, don't worry about the masks. You know, it's okay not to wear masks. And all of a sudden, everybody's got to wear masks. It's going to help because of the droplets. And that's something that they have been promoting. And I'm not saying masks don't work. I'm saying if masks worked and they're supposed to, why do we have millions and millions of cases when people are wearing masks? People are doing the right things. People are washing their hands.
So. Well, and the problem for me at the very get-go of the whole thing, and then we're going to go to the phones, is the fact that we have no clue, no idea, anywhere near how many actual cases of COVID we have, or how many people have been infected by it, or how many people have actually died from COVID.
Well, not
we don't
that.
Know.
We don't know, because the figures we got at the beginning, especially when I was, you know, because I do the news, the figures at the beginning were inaccurate. They said, yeah, because some of the tests are not
and they still
working
are.
Properly.
But we still keep using
and
the numbers.
We use the numbers I don't trust the figures. I haven't trusted the figures since the beginning. Plus, we don't know how long it was in China, how long it was active, because, number one, we don't get correct information out of China.
No.
They don't release
that. Well, except, let's be real. Fauci has connections with China, with Wuhan,
with the same lab that they're saying it didn't come from. Oops, sorry.
After President Obama said, don't send him any more money, Fauci and Biden went behind their back and sent more money without the government knowing. So anything you're getting about this is all conjecture and very little fact. It's fear. We're going to go to the phones and talk to Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. This is exactly where I'm at with you gals. We have such a weaponized virus that is used so politically, it's just astonishing. I would like to share briefly more local what's happening, because we're being fed a lot of this deception and corruption by the day, especially by our local officials. And I'm speaking very specifically of our health officer, Dr. Karen Ramstrom. I listen to every single weekly COVID virus media briefing. They are as short as maybe 15 minutes, or in the beginning they were much longer. Yesterday, there was no representative at all from Mercy Medical. These are the very same people housing this super refrigerated, antifreeze-loaded, quote-unquote, vaccine or genetic composition. I don't call these vaccines anymore. They've never been done on humanity, never been tested, no animal testing, absolutely zero liability, so they could put motor oil in the thing, for God's sake. So here's the deal. One of the media people that are allowed, by the way, you have got to prove that you've been in an organization for 2 years. You have to show all kinds of stuff and meet criteria. Well, that's breaking the First Amendment, first off. So I'm hoping maybe Patrick Jones or some other people, once he gets his oath in, will address that. Anna from Channel 12 asked, Dr. Ramstrom, why are there so many vaccines out there all at once? They're all going to have boosters. They're all having adverse reactions. What do you make of it, Karen Ramstrom, or it was maybe it's Robin, either one. It was people from HHSA or Public Health. Karen Ramstrom stated that the more options, the better. We have to have more tools in our tool belt. Are they insane? And then they think we're all supposed to buy this unleashed, unbelievable witch's brew that they're not even saying it's going to help with the contagiousness. It might reduce your symptoms cluster. How about I take vitamins, supplements, get some my immune system together? This is absolutely insane, ladies and people listening. And the PCR tests that they're doing in town, I was so curious. I went to the site and looked at the test screening questions. They want to know, one, if you work, and if you do, they want every detail about your job so they can contact trace you and get your employers and staff probably involved if they have this amplification to show that you are positive when you don't even have symptoms. See, this is the weaponization part of it, folks. And then there's a question about your gender with a bunch of gender choices.
I'm sorry, but that continues to baffle me. I'm not politically correct.
And shows up in the incident report.
I know. When they show up in one of unidentified gender. Give me a break.
Get this. I know you're coming up on a break. Then they ask you about your sexual orientation, meaning are you hetero?
There's a lot of choices now. It used to be, only a couple.
Right. Well, there's about five or six or seven left, if I remember. And I remember talking to one of these staffers because I was so stunned. I go, why are you asking these questions? They're very intrusive. And she goes, the state is collecting data. Oh, goodness. So anyway, I just encourage people. We've got to start addressing our own board of supervisors, the lockouts, and they want to be virtual. They have that C5, C6 that they can go virtual anytime it's red-purple. It's not going to leave red-purple if we look at what Gavin's suggesting and doing. And I commend Terry, Woody, and Carlos. They did a panel interview about an hour and a half at the YouTube. I finally finished it late last night. It's stunningly perfect. Fits what's going on locally, so if people need to get on the
Lori, is that the one? Is that the one they did down in Cottonwood a while back?
Yes.
Very well done.
Just recently done. It was uploaded.
Was it last weekend? I'm trying to remember because I watched
it's
part
fairly
of it.
Recent.
It sounded like Sunday because Terry mentioned his radio show, so I imagine it was.
Yeah. It was very well done.
Anyway, Terry, if you're listening out there, I know it's New Year's Eve, and I wish I had better news to talk about when I call in, but we've got about 2.5 weeks before this country is going to be flushed into handing the car keys to China or whoever. And we're going to go, what happened?
Lori, I'm not going there. I still think that we're going to turn this around.
Me too. I would like to.
I'm just saying, January 6th is our next shot, and I'm still believing.
Thank you so much for calling, Lori. We really, really appreciate it. Hey, it's time for us to head into a break. Thanks for listening this morning.
Well, it is, and I'm awfully glad everybody is joining us. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. While coronavirus vaccines are out there and people are getting those shots in the arm, Dr. Anthony Fauci says the process moving slower than he and other experts had hoped for.
Hopefully, as you get into the first couple of weeks in January, the gaining of momentum will get us to the point where we want to be. But there really has to be a lot more effort in the sense of resources for the locals, namely the states, the cities, the counties, the places where the vaccine is actually going into the arms of individuals.
Fauci on NBC's Today show, and a second case of a new, more contagious COVID-19 strain has been confirmed in the U.S., this case out of Southern California. Healthcare workers often hailed as heroes these days, but not this particular one.
The health system in Wisconsin says 500 doses of the coronavirus vaccine had to be thrown out because they were left unrefrigerated. And now the Aurora Medical Center in Grafton says it turns out it wasn't an accident. It says the employee involved acknowledged intentionally removing the vaccine from refrigeration. No motive has been provided. Aurora says the worker has been fired and referred to the authorities. I'm Jackie Quinn.
How long will it take the pandemic-battered job market to recover? PNC financial economist Gus Fauché not looking for a full recovery until 2023.
There are a lot of businesses that have closed permanently. There are a lot of industries that have undergone huge changes that means that they won't need as many people as they did previously.
787,000 unemployment applications filed last week. That was down 19,000 from the week before. Wall Street, the Dow down 34 points. The S&P is up 1. The NASDAQ down 4 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Election fraud, radical abortion rights, open borders, riots in our streets, and regime changes in other nations. Meet George Soros, an atheist and one of the most dangerously influential people in America, pouring millions of dollars into the leftist agenda, instigating society's demoralization to control a free people and destroy the foundations of Christianity and our constitutional order. Watch the new film, Billionaire Radical, George Soros and the Scheme to Remake America. Online at salemnow.com. See the movie that George Soros and the far left don't want you to see. Learn the truth and prepare to be shocked. Billionaire Radical, George Soros and the Scheme to Remake America. Online at salemnow.com for just $9.99 or buy the DVD for just $12.99.
Go to salemnow.com and get 20% off with the promo code FAMILY. Salemnow.com, promo code FAMILY.
Coronavirus restrictions limiting New Year's festivities down under.
Australia's largest city will mark New Year's Eve with pared-down celebrations amid a further tightening of restrictions. This year's fireworks display will run for approximately 7 minutes instead of its usual 12, and crowd numbers will be limited in areas that typically would draw thousands of viewers to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The city precinct will be restricted to those with restaurant, cafe, and hotel bookings, while prime harbourside viewing spots will be set aside for health workers. Households will now be limited to only 5 guests, and outdoor gatherings have been cut to 30.
That's a BBC Shama Khalil. Hong Kong's highest court revoking media tycoon Jimmy Lai's bail after prosecutors succeeded in asking the judges to send him back to jail. Lai, an outspoken critic of China's handling of the situation in Hong Kong. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Texas COVID-19 vaccine providers told to distribute it quickly, not holding any back.
Texas is dealing with record-breaking numbers of virus patients in hospitals. State Health Commissioner Dr. John Hellerstedt says providers need to move quickly to vaccinate healthcare workers, people over 65, and others with medical conditions that put them at greater risk of death. He said no vaccine doses should be kept in reserve. Agency officials say doses remain limited, but that more are coming. John Scott reporting.
A humanitarian aid organization says that more than 300,000 children in war-ravaged Afghanistan face freezing winter conditions that can lead to illness and death without proper winter clothing and heating. The ongoing military conflict in Afghanistan has destroyed many homes. It has forced thousands of youngsters to shelter in camps for the homeless. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And it's December 31st, 2020. This is Trish Clark this morning and Sue McClain, and we're doing this open line. Anything you want to talk about, jump right in at 605-4567.
Good morning.
It's cold outside. I didn't look at the temperature right now, but I think it's about 40 degrees. We're looking at a high today of 57, a low of 38, and partly cloudy. Mostly sunny on New Year's Day, high of 56, a chance of showers in the evening, Friday night, and a low of 39. On Saturday, a chance of showers, a high of 52, showers likely Saturday night, a low of 43, and on Sunday, a high of 54, at a low of 44, showers likely, and showers pretty much through the rest of next week. Right now we've got some snow in the mountains, though, right, Sue?
We do. We have chain control in effect. Now, if you're traveling on 44 this morning, this is near Shingletown, they're going to make you chain up. We have chain control in effect on Highway 36, Highway 32, and if you're traveling on Interstate 5, once you get to Weed, you will run into thick fog, and this is all the way until the Oregon border. Now, we did have a wreck earlier. This happened around Mount Shasta, so if you are traveling southbound or know of somebody who's heading this direction, expect delays. The wreck happened right around 5 o'clock this morning involving a big rig that jackknifed. So that's tied up traffic as well. If you're on 299 West towards the coast, expect delays near Sawyer. And once again, Highway 36 is affected heading east. This is towards the coast. I'm sorry, west towards the coast. So if you're, you know, by Forest Glen,
if you're delays. Leaving the area and going to be driving, you need to be aware that there's a possibility you're going to have to chain up. And at the very least, you're going to have some traffic conditions. Slow down, allow yourself plenty of time, and best thing is to just stay home. Enjoy a quiet evening, bring in the new year a little different, and stay out of there. I want to just start off the thing. I copied these this morning, and I thought that people say some really ridiculous things sometimes, and there was one in here I particularly liked that I thought was indicative of what's happening in our country now, and I just have lost it. I lost it. Okay. If somebody has a bad heart, they can plug this jack in at night as they go to bed, and it will monitor their heart throughout the night. And the next morning, when they wake up dead, there'll be a record of it. It was by Mark C. Fowler, FCC chairman.
Nice.
Really? Here's another one that came from the Department of Social Services in Greenville, South Carolina. Your food stamps will be stopped effective March 2020 because we received notice that you passed away. May God bless you. You may reapply if there is a change in your circumstances.
Oh, my God. Nice.
Government at its best.
Oh, speaking of change on the home front, we've had some changes this past year. In Reading, downtown, they've been doing a lot of construction. They're getting ready to open up Market Street again.
But the more things change, the more they stay the same.
But we have all these new buildings.
I know.
Absolutely beautiful buildings. Finally, they're going to have some more parking in downtown. I'm tired of walking three blocks just to get to the office.
I understand they're starting to rent those apartments, some of those apartments in that area that down in that new structure.
Right. The Chamber moved downtown as well. They were over off Civic Drive. And so they are over there, and they're really – downtown Reading is really kind of opening up again, you know, and to more walking, and you see quite a few people on bikes, you know, through downtown Reading. But things sure are changing here. We even had a change in the guard at the council. This Mark Mazzano took a seat on the council. So McElveen.
That's going to be interesting, and we have a new member of the Board of Supervisors, Patrick Jones. I think that's going to stir up some conversation at the very least at the Board of Supervisors, and they most definitely need it. I had an interesting conversation, actually, with someone in the county recently, and they got some problems. There's a lot of issues going on there that I find it so different from when I was in office. With the time that I was in office, first off, we had a very active newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
We were constantly, I mean, there was a reporter at all of our meetings. There was conversation. There was always an article about what the Board of Supervisors was doing. Even when I was on the Anderson City Council, we had a reporter who followed and paid attention to local politics. And it was a very topic of conversation among the community. And you actually knew what your supervisors were doing and what your Board of Supervisors were doing. I felt we were accountable. We made a decision in the boardroom, had a discussion about it. The chambers would be full. People would come in. We'd talk about it.
The chambers would be full. There's something we don't see now.
Well, and on an issue that was of importance to the community.
Right.
On a regular
basis. But with COVID, you know, just the way they've
exactly.
had these meetings and things like that and making people stand outside and then wait for their turn. I mean, I totally get it with COVID. But
I don't.
This is Shasta County, and it is a smaller community. We are playing it safe. You know, people are following the guidelines.
You
and,
can go in and sit every 5 feet.
You know,
there's plenty of seating there.
That's the thing.
They
but
took
you know
the
what?
Seats out. No, they took the seats out.
But we are free Americans.
Not anymore.
Since when does somebody else have control over my health?
You're operating under an illusion that is no
right.
longer accurate.
And when they started closing down businesses and taking away people's rights, I'm like, excuse me, what's happening? No, you're not going to be taking any guns from, you know, me or anyone I know. And if anything, this new stimulus check, that's to buy more ammunition, folks.
Okay, but let's just go back here.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I got off track. I'm just thinking locally now.
Exactly. But here's the deal. Here's an article from the Patriot Post. Right in March. This is March of 2020. This is about, okay, this is when we're locking everything down. We're saying, oh, my God, we've got this horrible thing. We're finally recognizing it. President Trump recognized it back in February and shut down travel and did all those things. They said, oh, my God, he's overreacting. He's a racist. He's cutting all these people out. Why are you shutting down flights from Europe and China and everything? And, oh, gee, turns out that was probably a good idea and maybe should have done it sooner. Now it's all their idea and they love it and, they, you know, blah, blah, blah. Having said that, the immediate thing was that the House Majority Whip, James Clyburn, gave the game away in remarks he made to Democrats regarding how they could hijack the relief bill that was coming out. This is a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision. That's how they saw the COVID crisis. This is our opportunity to pack that Senate bill with all kinds of stuff that we haven't been able to get through this administration. We haven't been able to get him to approve all of these things. So what did they put in there in that first relief bill that had to do with relief for the American people for COVID? What are the important things? They wanted audits of election results. They wanted to reduce airline carbon emissions. Corporate diversity requirements, collective bargaining for federal workers, expansion of wind and solar credits. We're talking COVID here. We're talking people, no jobs, no money, keep the American people safe. bailing out $11 billion in debt for the U.S. Postal Service, giving another $20 billion in cash to the U.S. Postal Service. $10,000 bailout for everyone for student loans. $15 minimum wage of companies receiving assistance. Retirement plans for community newspaper employees. Really? I mean, these are the things that they were worried about when we have a pandemic that's going to wipe us off the face of the earth.
Wait a minute, where's my crayon so I can write down all the things I want on my wish list?
Well, exactly. The Democrats saw this as an opportunity. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Not to help the American people, but to hold an emergency relief bill hostage until they got their radical wish list. That's what this has been about all the way through. We turned around and we did it. You mentioned this latest stimulus bill. Oh, my God. What a bunch of pork.
Oh, exactly.
And all of this money. Why are we sending money to people who want to do away with us?
Well, and that's the thing. When they mentioned Pakistan receiving $10 million for gender studies, excuse me, Pakistan, where they found Osama bin Laden hiding next to a police station. Oh, but they didn't know I'm sorry, I'm having a really hard time with the way this funding is going. And we've got Terry on the line. Terry, we're going to go to a break. You're going to be coming up next, so please stay with us.
Excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to, that tells you that they're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, that I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer, car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Give us a call at 605-4567. We've just kind of been, this is Trish Clark, because it's Thursday and it is New Year's Eve, and I'm joined in the studio by Sue McLean.
Thank you. And Sue McLean here. Glad to be here, Trish. Thank you. It's an honor to be here, especially on this New Year's Eve, because we're kind of recalling, you know, the events of the past few years, especially with Donald Trump, but also locally. We've just talked about what's happening on the local front, too.
Well, I specifically today wanted to talk about Donald Trump's accomplishments. You know, the mainstream media never wants to tell us what a great president we've had. He has accomplished so many things with our healthcare system, with our drug system, with business in general, bureaucracy, getting rid of rules and regulations that impact our local businesses, the way we do business, the timeline for projects, infrastructure projects. The timeline on those projects have been cut from sometimes 8, 10, 12 years to 2 and 3 years. People can actually accomplish something. These are things that the mainstream media never brings up. We're going to go to the phones right now and talk to Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Trish. Hey, Sue. Great job.
Oh, thank you, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Happy New Year. And I will be coming. I will be sitting in with you soon, I imagine.
Outstanding. Great. Well, anyway, you sound great on the radio. Yeah, you know, we used to play football with leather helmets, too.
Yes.
You know, I think that we need to start talking about what's pertinent, and we talked about this last week. We called in Free Fire Radio and talked about this. We could talk about the bills that are being passed. We could talk about what Trump did. I mean, and most people have heard everything that we've talked about this morning.
Well, actually, Terry, I disagree. Because
let me just finish my comment.
Both people haven't heard what we were talking about this morning,
actually,
and that's my point.
The people that are listening to something other than CNN have. And I think that a lot of the accomplishments that Donald's done, I know Hannity's talked about, a lot of these guys have talked about it. I'm just saying that we have to start paying attention to what affects us here locally.
Absolutely.
And we have to pay attention to what's going on in the state. I mean, we can go on about all the things that Obama did, or I know there was people talking about Hillary the other day, but really and truly, right here in River City, we've got a huge, huge problem in our state. You know, and I think that we have to start focusing on those things. We all can hear a lot of this stuff on all these different medias that we've been talking about with the bills and everything else. We get an update on the bills every morning. But I think that the idea of understanding what's happening to us locally is really where the battle's fought. And just to add to that very quickly, and that is that when we did the program that was streamed on Facebook, not last Sunday but the Sunday before, we had put together an emergency service referendum to where we're saying, you know, we're not going to allow the government to bother our businesses anymore, and we have some legalities to that. And if I may, I'd like to read that real quick. It'll take me about a minute, if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is a notice that's going on businesses. The Emergency Service Act does not provide extra constitutional powers to any government, agent, or agency. These premises are protected from undue and unlawful intrusion by government agents and agencies under the laws of the United States and the United States Constitution and its Bill of Rights, as outlined in Amendments 4, 5, 6, 9, 10, and 14. These premises and the businesses conducted therein are also protected by the California Constitution and its Charter of Rights. Harassment of this business, its owners, employees, or customers whom are engaging in lawful pursuits by any and all government agents or agencies will be prosecuted under Title 18 United States Code Sections 241 and 242. Civil remedies will also be sought against said agents or agencies under United States Code 42, Section 1983. These rights and premises are protected by the California State Militia. Be advised that the harassment and interference of the lawful activities of this business by any government agent or agency will be met with resistance, and on the bottom of the notice is the seal of the California State Militia. When we did this program, when we did this this video, 2 Sundays ago, we had, at the time, we had almost 800 people in the chat room. There ended up being 1,700 comments during that time. Not one of them was negative about what the message was. Not one negative message. the understanding that we need to start taking back our states, because that's where the power is, not the federal government. The federal government can't step up and do anything that much. It's really the states. And we have to understand where the jurisdiction is.
But, Terry, I would say to you, all of that's important. And always, I have always said, pay attention to your local elections. That's where it begins. I don't think that you can, for 1 minute, say that this, who becomes our next president is not important and isn't going to have, and isn't going to have an impact at the local level.
That's not what I said.
I understand that, but that's why my program this morning was focusing on an administration that has accomplished a great deal that the average American person does not know about.
I think 84 million people know about it, Trish, because I think 84 million voted for him. I'm just saying that we need to pay attention to what's going on around us because it's what we can control.
I wish we could, but we can't.
Governor Newsom controls a lot of things in the state. That's why we can't. People are saying, well, gee whiz, why doesn't the president send the troops in? He can't. He can't do that. He doesn't have jurisdiction.
He can't, unless
only,
he is
the
asked.
The United States government only has jurisdiction over federal buildings.
Right.
Yeah.
He can only
send them in to protect a federal building. I don't disagree with you, Terry. And we certainly need to talk about these things. I think it's important. I wanted to focus this morning because we're going out. We still have an opportunity in my mind. I believe that there is an opportunity that Biden is not going to be our next president.
Well, we hope not.
And so I wanted to focus on why that's important, because certainly anything we can accomplish at the local level is going to be just that much more difficult if we have a Biden administration.
Not just local, Trish, state. State and local.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
The real fight is in the state.
It is.
And if we have a Biden administration, that fight is going to be a whole lot worse than if we have a Trump administration.
That's exactly right. There's no question about that. But talking about what's happened in the past isn't going to help us in the future. And talk won't help. Only action will. That's why I think that this video resonated with well over a million people already. And it's resonated all the way across the United States. We've had calls from people as far away as Kansas. And the real deal is that the idea of us uniting as a people and understanding that we have the jurisdiction and power and not the federal government and not the state, but the people, is where we have to go. And I think that we have to start focusing more on what's going to be pertinent on how we get our rights back. This is not a revolution. It's a restoration. We have rights from God. We have a constitution. We're trying to restore all that. We're not trying to revolt against it. But we need to stand, and we have to stand by what's in front of us now. The battle you fight is the battle in front of you, not the battle behind you, or not something you can't control. That's all I'm trying to say.
But if we continue to repeat the same mistakes we made in the past, we can continue to have the same results in the future.
That's a good platitude.
So we need to know how we got here and the things that can make a difference. So we're not disagreeing, Terry. We're just, we have the battle in front of us. I chose to focus today on the Trump administration because I think it's important that people that are listening, that listen to this show, don't listen to a lot of those other things. People I know in the community are unaware of the things that Donald Trump and his administration have accomplished for our veterans, for our population in general, for the black community, for all of those things that the peace in the Middle East. We think we all know that. Only the people that listen to mainstream media know that.
Well, the people are going on a caravan. You knew about what was going on.
Absolutely, I do. But I'm going to tell you that the people that are busy making a living in this, we know that. When you only get a few of the people voting, which is one of the reasons why this election is such a farce, is because if you got 80 and 90% turnout of the American public population in any election, that would be phenomenal in and of itself. What did Shasta County have, 56% or something?
The point is that he won. I mean, there's no question about the fact that he didn't win, Trish. The question is, we know who our president is. It's way past all of that. It's way, way, way past all of that. We know Trump won. It's way past that. You're going to have millions of people in Washington, D.C. on January 6th.
Exactly.
People from up here that are caravanning, driving 48 hours straight through.
Absolutely.
I mean, the real deal is that it's about action. It's not about rhetoric or what's happened in the past or what it used to be. We have to understand what's in front of us. This is, they're going after our children. They're going after
I understand all that, Terry. You're preaching to the choir, but I guess I'm going to say what I'm thinking is I'm not sure why you, I mean, are you, you're saying that I shouldn't have been talking about the Trump administration today. I should only be talking about what's happening in the fight. Why can't I choose my own topic for my show?
I'm saying is what we need to do as the media is to focus, or at least trying to get the word out, to focus on things that we can do something about. And that focus should be on, for example, the COVID situation. Is it COVID-19 they're testing for? It has a number. It has a number for a reason, doesn't it? That's because it's a specific strain.
I think you ought to start your own radio station, Terry.
Pardon me?
I think you ought to try to start your own radio station. I appreciate your input. I appreciate all of that. But I chose the topic for my show today, and I've kind of enjoyed it, and I think some other people have too. Appreciate your input. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR has teamed up with Robert and Courtney Stone for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans for their service. The holidays are a particularly difficult time for veterans, and a portion of the proceeds from Operation Holiday Salute goes to help our local homeless veterans, treating them with respect, dignity, and appreciation. This holiday season, Robert and Courtney Stone want to thank the men and women who have served in the armed forces with Operation Holiday Salute and KCNR.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of cost, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Did the Reading summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Mako here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Mako also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Mako, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Mako, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company?
Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
And welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you'd like to get in on this conversation, and we welcome you, give us a call at 605-4567. This is Trish Clark this morning.
And this is Sue McClain.
And Sue McClain is joining me. And just for the record, I did not hang up on anybody. I finished the conversation with Terry. Terry Raposa and I have been friends and for many, many, many years. We pretty much agree down the line sometimes. We disagree. I choose to disagree, but it's a very friendly, on my part, disagreement, and we just agree to disagree from time to time. I chose the topic for the conversation this morning because I'm the one that's hosting the show, and I love it when people call in, as right now we're going to go to the phone, so we're going to talk to Nick. Welcome.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I've enjoyed your show today. There's a couple of accomplishments I don't think you've pointed out yet, and if you had, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
One is the death of Al-Qaeda.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
You know, he stood up to them. I suspect we probably had special ops that we'll never know about over there knocking them in the head, putting them to sleep, and they don't wake up again. But what I've noticed in the last two or three weeks is some bombings in different countries, maybe a tourist bus or something like that. And with the Biden administration, God help us, I would expect those to pick up and Al-Qaeda to go back to work. And on top of that, another accomplishment is his peace deals with them in the Middle East.
Yeah, I talked briefly about that, but that's huge.
Oh, it is huge, you know, and he needs another term to seal those up because they're just in their infancy. And if Biden gets in there and then Harris gets in there, I think it's to their advantage to keep turmoil going, and they'll sabotage anything that was accomplished over there, in my opinion.
I think you're absolutely right, Nick. You know, he was nominated by three countries for the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts in the Israel and the United Arab Emirates.
Let me interrupt you right there. I hope he gets it and he turns it down. They gave the damn thing to Yasser Arafat, and they gave it to Barack Obama before he was even in office.
Exactly.
I hope he laughs at him and says, "I can't accept this."
It would be degrading my shelf to place this up there because it means nothing any longer after the way they've been doing it. But I want to say that he was recognized by those other countries who recognize how important this peace process is in the Middle East.
Absolutely. And I'll finish with this. You know, my wife pointed this out 3 years ago when Trump got elected. I was the first one to start asking people. They were claiming that he's a liar. He lies, he lies, he lies. I would say, tell me one thing he's lied about, and nobody could name one thing he lied about.
That is exactly right, Nick. I say the same thing to people on a regular basis. I have yet to have anybody who can tell me something he lied about.
That's right. Have a great day.
Thanks, Nick. I appreciate that.
Thanks for calling in, Nick. Happy New Year.
You know, and just to finish that thought, there's a couple of other things that we talk about. Okay, he talked about the wall. 400 and some miles with no cooperation from anybody he has constructed. We don't have the caravans coming across, although they're starting to form again in anticipation of a Biden administration. We don't have the drug trafficking that we had. We still have some, but not like we did before the Trump administration. Many, many things that he has done away with. The violent crime has died down. There's so many accomplishments that I didn't even touch, as Nick mentioned, the tip of the iceberg, the things that he has accomplished.
Right, and when's the last time you heard of ISIS? I mean, nobody's talking about ISIS.
Well, there you go.
And Al-Qaeda, definitely. So, you know, he's made such a huge impact worldwide. But, you know, the United States needs a villain. And I think that's why they're rehashing the old Russia thing right now.
Oh, here we go. Russia.
Exactly. Well, now that the next that's what they're trying to do with the next planned administration, getting in bed with China, tying that up, making it nice and tight with them, and Russia is now, we have to have a villain. We have to have money to dump into the Defense Department so they have their funding. Well, how about, giving the money to the people for COVID-19 relief and for businesses, take it back from those foreign countries that they are giving billions to. I'm sorry, take that money back, give it back to the American people. $600 is not enough. $2,000 is not enough. Maybe $600 a week on top of whatever else.
How about just not spend the money that you don't have, because you know they don't have any of this money.
No, it's taxpayer money.
It's play money. It's print, 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 and at some point we'll figure out how to pay it back. But you're right. It is taxpayer money that we are becoming indebted. We're indebted for that amount of money. But and why we've just gotten to the point where we're recognizing that we no longer need to prop all these countries up.
No.
That has been one of the focuses of the Trump administration. Why are we paying for everybody in the United Nations? That's another thing. The United Nations, those countries are now paying a portion of their share of the United Nations. The United States is no longer paying those. Is that something Biden's going to go back to picking up the tab for the whole damn world, the whole world? Did I say that? Let's go to the phone.
JD.
JD is on the line. Good morning, JD.
This is JT, your neighbor. And
oh, JT, hello.
Good morning, neighbor. And Sue, good morning.
Morning.
I've been seeing you around the bocce courts.
Hopefully things will turn around and we'll get back to bocce.
You bet. You bet. You have your team has a championship to uphold, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Well, listen, I've been trying to catch you guys on the radio as much as possible while I'm working outside here. I know we could sit down and write in small print pages and pages of the accomplishments that this president has done. He's just been fantastic. Even things like the environment.
Yeah.
You hit some of the big ones like energy independence, on and on and on, and standing up to both our enemies of China and Russia and our allies in NATO and making everybody do the right thing. My summary is, it's really, really bad, and the only way we're going to pull this off. And Trisha, I'm like you. I'm still hoping upon hope, and I think there's ways that he can retain the presidency. Because if he does it, there's nobody else going to stand up the way that he did.
That's right.
My question, Trish, because I know you're real savvy, and I haven't been able to listen to you all morning, but it sounds like you're maybe not confident, but you still have hope. And you see a way that he could retain this. My thought would be when Pence comes up to open the envelopes on the election, he has powers and rights that I think could really stop this. And Trump and his team may not be saying anything about it because I'm hoping this is the rabbit he's going to pull out the hat at the last minute. How do you think he could retain it? That's my question for you. I think Pence relying on he could decline to open those 7 disputed states. Everybody else is ignoring the fact that there's buku evidence showing it was corrupt and fraudulent and that he could do that. That's what I'm hoping.
Well, and I think the key is we've got a break finally in the Senate where Senator Hawley has stepped forward.
Yes.
And said he's
yes.
going to be the one, and it only takes one. But if you noticed it started it takes one in the Senate and one in the House. We've got almost 100 that have signed on, over 100 congressmen who have signed on in the House that they're going to object. And now we've got Hawley in the Senate. That's all it takes to throw it into Biden's hands. You know, there's two ways to look at it in my mind. Either the president, he's so calm, comparatively.
Yes, he is.
He either has given up and figures he doesn't have a chance, or he's got it all figured out, and he's given them just enough rope to hang themselves. And I believe that's what he's done. He's gone through all of the steps. He's gone to the courts. He's presented the evidence. He's gone to the Supreme Court. He's done everything he needs to set the trap to let them all convict themselves. And I believe whatever he's going to pull out of his hat on January 6th is going to be enough. With the millions of people that are going to be there protesting, the overwhelming support that's going in on a regular basis, I understand that the Congress and Senate is being flooded with mail and email and phone calls. I believe, I strongly believe, I have such an inner peace about the fact that Donald Trump is going to be, continue to be our president.
I see what you're saying. He's so cool under all this fire. And again, there's even the Biden side's being not as boisterous as you would think that they would be in an out-and-out legitimate victory. I think even they know that they've got some things out there.
Kamala Harris has not resigned her Senate seat.
What was that?
Kamala Harris has not given up her Senate seat.
Oh, that's another thing. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's so
She's
many.
She's holding on to her old job.
See, and that is what had me, is when she hasn't resigned.
Well,
she should have done it by now.
And the memo, they told the White House staff, pack up, and then the memo went back and said, yeah, hold up on that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be packing up your stuff.
Very interesting what's happening right now. Unprecedented.
Little bits and pieces. I just kind of have a whole theory about what Trump has, and it's the peeling of the onion, because when you start talking about holding Joe Biden, as an example, accountable for the Ukraine, you start taking out a whole bunch of players, because you got McConnell and you got Romney and you got Feinstein and you got a whole bunch of people that are on that China-Ukraine paycheck. And so if you convict Biden of that, don't you take them all down? I mean, and so I think there's a lot of stuff out there. Thanks for the call, JT. It reinforced my thoughts that people are interested in this administration has done a great deal for this country, and folks, it ain't over yet.
It ain't over yet. You're absolutely right. I'm going to keep my Trump Pence sign out in the front yard. Matter of fact, I got a new one on the way. I'm that hopeful.
Very good. All right. Thanks, JT. Happy New Year. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to, that tells you that they're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, that I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Wow. KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is December 30th, 2020, the last day of 2020, New Year's Eve, if you will. This is Trish Clark and
Sue McClain. I do the news from 6 to 7 weekdays. It's kind of nice sitting in. And Carl and Linda Bott, they're off enjoying their New Year's together. And
I think that's marvelous. They go up in the mountains, and I think it's just great. And I just... I just want to say that we're in our last segment here, 2 hours. I just have such a joy being able to be a part of this KCNR radio station and have an opportunity to continue to mix with the citizens of Shasta County. You know, for me, I've been around a while. I was first elected to office in the city of Anderson in 1986. That's a long time ago. and I've so enjoyed being a part of this wonderful community that we live in. We've got problems. We've still got a lot of issues out there we need to deal with, Sue. Gosh, we've got the homeless issue, and we've got jobs and unemployment. Although our unemployment rate is less now than it's been many, many years since we've lost the mills and all of those great jobs back in the 80s and 90s. And so I always like to think that if you look around and you think things are bad, you can always find places that are worse off than you are. And we've got a lot to be thankful for as well.
We do. And I would like to take a moment to thank our local law enforcement for working so hard, you know, the Reading Police Department and their associates and the Sheriff's
Anderson
Department.
Police Department.
The Anderson
and the
Police
Sheriff.
Department. You know, you have really stepped up in our community, especially at a time where quite a few places across the country are defunding, you know, the authorities. And to think how amazing our local law enforcement is. They have stepped up. You know, when I see the officers and I'm in a restaurant, I'll buy their food, and just to say, hey, thanks. Because
you know,
they work so hard and they get such negative feedback so often. And, you know, we want them. I want to be able to call 911 and have them respond.
And I want to give a shout out also to all of our firefighters. You know, we've been impacted in this area for so many years with the fires, the devastation, and the things that go on. And our fire departments, our local Reading Fire Department, Anderson Fire Protection District, Happy Valley Fire, Millville Fire, Shingletown Fire. We've got all of the volunteer companies, the Cal Fire that respond to everything, and they all, our agencies, one of the things we got going for us here in this area, one of the things we can be thankful for is the level of cooperation between our responding agencies. The Anderson Police Department and the Reading Police Department and the Shasta County Sheriff's Department work hand in hand on all these problems. They work with CINTIF and they work with California Highway Patrol and all of the other agencies that are on a first name basis and have regular conference calls. Our fire departments do that. so that we get coordinated efforts that best serve all of the citizens of Shasta County. That doesn't happen, ladies and gentlemen, in all parts of the United States, not even in all parts of California. So we should be very thankful. You see any of these people in uniform out there, either your retired military, your active military, or your first responders, tell them thank you.
Right,
tell them
the
you appreciate their service, all of your first responders. We're so lucky in this area to have such great response.
Right, and especially, you know, a big shout-out to those EMS and all the first responders, to the doctors and nurses, all those folks that have been handling the COVID cases, you know, and working diligently, working those extra long hours. And, you know, we see the struggle it is, too, for family members that have had to stay home and teach their own children because they can't go to school. And there's a lot of Zoom classes and things like that. So hats off to the teachers as well. And, you know, for the students, because it's not easy, you know, to be homeschooled, you know, especially when a lot of times it's just, you know, in class, you have the information at hand, and at home, it's harder to figure things out. And it has really impacted our students. So for those teachers out there, you know, we salute you, too.
Well, and I, you know, that's a whole other conversation about, I think that the next year, regardless of what administration we're under, we're only going to begin to realize the impacts of what has happened this last year with the shutdown of America. That's a whole other show and another conversation, but we haven't even begun to realize what an impact, ongoing impact on our health, on our economy, on just everyday things. Our children's education is huge. What we have done to this whole segment of our population by simply not teaching them for a year, this has been most unsatisfactory. Our children have not progressed in a manner. I heard a conversation. I get sidetracked, but I heard a conversation between two parents in the store the other day lamenting the fact that their children, they just didn't feel like their children were really learning in this way with this long-distance learning and all that stuff they're doing. And the other mother said, oh, yeah, but, you know, there's really nothing to worry about because all the children are in the same boat. And I said, so don't worry about the fact that a whole year of learning in a whole generation of children, they haven't learned anything for a whole year, and we don't think that's a thing to worry about.
And it's going to be a real struggle. It's also a struggle
incredible.
For athletes that were waiting to get their scholarships for, you know, there's so many out there, student athletes, that might not even have that opportunity now. And so, you know, they're also being impacted.
This is a huge down the line. If you took it medical, how many people didn't go in for a colonoscopy or go to their dermatologist to have something checked, or didn't go in at the first signs of a heart attack and now are going to die in bed because they didn't want to go into the hospital? We look at all of the impacts of just not living our normal life and how that's going to play out in stage 4 cancers and colon cancer that could have been diagnosed up early, breast cancer, all those things. The impact of not living our normal life is going to be you can't even imagine the impacts as they go through this.
No, and I would like to thank, you know, also acknowledge the hardworking folks at the senior facilities who have had to take care of these seniors who they can't have visitors, normal visitors. Like, you're at home, you have your family, you're surrounded by your family, but they're not allowing visitors in, or those that are hospitalized, they can't have visitors as well because of COVID. And, you know, you have these people working on the front lines, taking care of these seniors, doing the best they can. But, you know, we're going to have to wait and see how next year turns out. But I would like to also acknowledge local businesses that have just struggled and persist. And we've seen, you know, so many different businesses affected locally, especially the small ones. And for the artists, these are the hairstylists and the, you know, the barbers, those people as well, you know, businesses, restaurants open and closed and still serving and, you know, fighting a good fight. And with this struggle, hoping that next year will be better for them.
Well, I want to encourage, as we did in the first hour, I want to encourage you to shop your local businesses. Go in, gift certificates, any way that you can help. You know, we all like to go out. Go ahead and support those local businesses that are staying open. Be safe. Take care of yourself as we should. But come on, go ahead and support those local businesses. Go ahead and have your nails done. Get a haircut.
Get a tattoo. Get a tattoo.
Have a massage. Go on out there and support these people that are you know, the rules and regulations. And I just have to say, be safe. Take care of yourself. Be responsible. Watch what you're doing. But don't let these businesses all go under.
No.
You know, I just have to say that we're all in this together. We can survive it, and I just, you know what? Stick together.
Exactly. And for the churches and pastors, too, and, you know, those that attend the services, you know, we've just got to keep looking forward and pray for a happy new year in 2021.
Oh, I think it's important, and Sue, thanks so much for sitting in with me this morning. Happy new year to Carl and Linda. I know you're enjoying yourself, and all of the listening audience out there. I wish you a happy, prosperous new year. I just know we still got some good things to come. And Trump 2020, I'm still hanging in there. Thanks for joining us this morning. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Happy New Year.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.